friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 40, verse 8. Listen to this one. It says, I delight to do your will. Oh, my God. Your law is within my heart. Oh, friend, it's so good to tuck away in our heart the truths of his word. Psalm 40, verse 8. Friend, good to see you today. It is it's Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. Oh, friend, it's an honor to sit behind this microphone and spend time with you. Enjoy my cup of coffee with you each and every Thursday morning. I hope the week is treating you well. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad you don't live in Minnesota? Oh, my. Have you seen some of those pictures? All that snow that they got. I think northern Illinois got some of that snow as well. And I'm just trying to hold on to summer as long as I can. That's for sure. But anyways, hey, rain, snow, or sunshine, God is still on his throne. He is still good, and God is still faithful. Amen. He really is. Well, anyways, hey, coming up next month, you're invited to a really neat concert. The Kramers will be in concert at Tri-Valley Baptist Church in Bloomington, Sunday night, November 15th, 6 p.m., Tri-Valley Baptist Church in Bloomington, again, Sunday night, November 15th at 6 p.m. Also, if your church does maybe like Sunday school and you get those quarterly curriculum books or literature and you're still kind of holding on to them, there's a great ministry down in Butler, Illinois, called Love Packages, and they collect all Christian literature, Bibles, tracts, Christian books, Christian magazines, Sunday school supplies, devotional books, and commentaries. And what they do is they send them off to missionaries all across the world who are just craving for some type of Christian literature. It's a really neat ministry, Love Packages, down in Butler. You can visit their website if you want to find out how you can send them some of your extra Christian literature, lovepackages.org. lovepackages.org, or you can just visit our website with all the details to that and also the Kramers concert and all other events by visiting greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And wow, friend, we are about, about a week and a half? Yeah, just about a week and a half away until Election Day. And many folks are saying that this is probably the most important election of our lives. And so today I thought we would air a special rally, a special message from Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham, back in 2016 during the election season, he went to every single state for his Decision America tour, went to every single state capital, all 50 states, to have a prayer rally and pray for the election season that took place in 2016. And so I thought today for Mark and friends, we would play about 10, 15 minutes of that prayer rally, because a lot, dear friend, of what he says in 2016 is applicable and true here today in 2020 during this election season. And so coming up here in just a few moments, right after the song that we're going to play here in a moment, we're going to hear a message that Franklin Graham did at our own state capitol in Springfield, Illinois, back in 2016 as part of the Decision America tour. Coming up right after this here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, I'm leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting.
That's right, leaning on those everlasting arms. That's Chris Rice. You're listening to Mark and Friends, and let's go back to 2016. At the state capitol in Springfield, Illinois, here's Franklin Graham as part of the Decision America Tour.
Thank you that you care so much about your state and this nation, that you've come to your state capitol to these steps to pray for our country. Our country, we're in trouble spiritually, we're in trouble racially, economically, we're in trouble politically. And I'm here to tell you that there's no political party that can turn this thing around, all right? Now I want to say something to you Democrats out here. You Democrats, I have no hope in the Democratic Party, okay? Now before you Republicans start high-fiving each other. Republicans, listen up. I have no hope in the Republican Party, okay? The only hope for the United States of America is Almighty God. The most important thing we can do here is to pray. In God's Word, in Nehemiah chapter 1, the children of Israel were in bondage. They were captives in Babylon because of their wickedness. They had turned their back on God, and as a nation, we have turned our back on God. And God brought judgment, and God just might be bringing judgment against this country. But Nehemiah was a slave, a Jewish slave in the king's palace. And I want to read to you, and I'm going to read to you from the Word of God. This is Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 2 through 7. Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that had survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem. They said to me, those who survived the exile are back in the province, are in great trouble. They're in disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down. Its gates have been burned with fire. When I heard these things, I sat down and I wept. For some days I mourned, fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenants of love with those that love him and keep his commandments. Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself, my father's family, have committed against you. We've acted very wickedly toward you. We've not obeyed your commands or the decrees or the laws that you gave to your servant Moses. God heard the prayer of this slave, Nehemiah, and God gave him favor. The pagan king whom he served gave him letters and gave him letters of permission to go back to Jerusalem and to rebuild the walls. This is a slave. This wasn't an engineer. He didn't have some construction company. He was a slave in the king's palace, but God gave him favor. What do you think God can do with any person if he gives that person favor? He sends Nehemiah back with letters giving him permission to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls. He also sends troops to help protect him. Now, that's favor, isn't it? This pagan king. And within 52 days after he arrived, he had rebuilt the walls. He had rehung those gates. The moral and political walls of our nation are crumbling and they're falling down, ladies and gentlemen. Walls are meant for protection to keep bad people out. Gates can open. And when threats come, gates can be closed. Our moral walls and gates are down, and any type of wicked thought and activity can come and go. And our educators, big business, many politicians, and sadly to say, many of our churches are more concerned about profits and political correctness than they are about God's truth and His righteousness. Let's look what Nehemiah did. He fasted and he prayed. And he confessed the sins of his people, the sins of himself and of his father's family. The most important thing we can do here today, ladies and gentlemen, is to pray. And I'd like us to do that right now. And I'd like to ask you just to grab the hand of the person next to you. Maybe a stranger. That's all right. I hope they don't have a cold. But I want you to just grab the hand of the person next to you. Now, he confessed the sins of his people, his nation. And what I would like us to do is to pray out loud and confess the sins of this nation to God. You say, but Franklin, where do we start? Our nation is guilty of so many sins. It's true. I think of abortion, the murder of children in a mother's womb, same-sex marriage, the flaunting and celebrating of this, the sin of pride. We worship materialism in this nation today. Racism, the lack of care for the poor, the entertainment industry that takes sex and violence and puts that on TV and in the films every day. And our nation just feeds on that for entertainment. But the list goes on and on. But as God leads your heart, if we'll just confess out loud the sins of our nation to God. And let's just do that. And after a few moments, I'll close us in prayer. But as we stand here together, holding the hand of the person next to you, let's confess the sins of our nation to God and ask for His forgiveness. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers today. We have sinned as a people. We've turned our backs on you. We ask for your forgiveness. Forgive us, Father. Cleanse us. Father, I pray for our politicians, the president, all those in Washington. We pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Secondly, He confessed his own personal sins. And I'm not asking you to blurt out your personal sins in front of everybody, but if we could just bow our heads and just in our own hearts, let's make sure things are right between us and God. And let's confess our sins to God and ask for forgiveness for our own personal sins. And I'll close us in a prayer in just a moment. Let's pray. Father, I confess my personal sins. Father, I have sinned against you, and I confess them and ask for your forgiveness. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thirdly, he confessed the sins of his father's family. Now, I don't know what all that means, father's family. But I think all of us, if we look into our families, we see some scoundrels, don't we? We see things that our parents did that weren't right. I had a great father and mother and great grandparents. But if you look further back, there were some scoundrels in our family. We had slave owners, people that did things that were just alcoholics, drunkards. And some of you may not have to look back to your grandparents. It may be your own father. And you see things that he did that weren't right, that hurt the family. And you've never been able to forgive him for maybe those things. And I think it's important that we, as Nehemiah, he confessed the sins of his father's family. And let's just quietly in our hearts confess the sins of our families to God. And I'll close this in prayer. Father, we confess the sins of our families. Father, you know what they are. So, Father, we confess them today. Forgive us. In Jesus' name, amen. And then lastly, I want us to pray. Behind us is, of course, your state capitol. And let's pray for your governor, your lieutenant governor, the attorney general, all the public servants that work here and throughout this state. Let's pray for them, especially the law enforcement. They get beat up in the media quite a bit. Could you imagine what Illinois would be like if you didn't have the police? So we thank God for these men and women who risk their lives to protect us. So let's pray for your governor, lieutenant governor, the attorney general, all of the state workers across this state, and especially for the law enforcement. And I'll close this in just a few moments. So let us quietly just pray in our hearts for them. Father, we pray for the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general. Father, I pray for all of the state workers across this great state of Illinois. Father, we pray for them. And Father, we pray that you would protect and keep the police safe. Put your angels around them and protect them. And Father, we thank you for their service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Got a question for you. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Is Jesus Christ, is he the Lord of your life? If you're here today and you're not sure, I want you to listen to me just for a minute, all right? Just listen to me. I want you to know this. God loves you, all right? God loves you. But we have a problem. And that problem is called sin. And sin is disobedience to God's standards. The Bible says that all of us are guilty of sin. Every one of us here, we're guilty. And the Bible says that the penalty of sin is death. You see, sin has infected the entire human race. The whole human race. It's a disease of the human soul. And our sins separate us from God. Separate us. But God loves us. He loves you. And the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. You see, God sent his Son from heaven to this earth on a rescue mission. Jesus Christ took your sins, and he went to the cross, and he died on the cross. He shed his blood on the cross for your sins. And on the third day, God raised his Son to life. Jesus Christ is not dead. He's alive. He's here today in Springfield. And if you're willing to believe by faith, the Bible says, by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. You see, God wants to forgive your sins, but you've got to be willing to turn from your sins and by faith believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my question to you is, if you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've never invited Him to come into your heart, I want to give you that opportunity to do that today. Because if you'll do that today, this is a promise. God will forgive your sins. He'll heal your heart. And you can leave the steps of your capital and go home today forgiven, cleansed by Almighty God, knowing that your sins are forgiven forever. But you've got to be willing to do this by faith. And if you've never done that, I would like to ask you to pray this prayer with me. If you've never invited Christ into your heart, I want you to pray this prayer right now. Just pray it in your heart. God will hear your prayer. But if you'd like to pray this prayer, just pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for my sins. Forgive me. I believe Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe that He died for my sins. I believe that You raised Him to life. I'd like to invite Him to come into my heart, to take control of my life from this day forward, forever. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I certainly love his heart. That's Franklin Graham sharing the gospel and encouraging us really to be in prayer during the election season. Well, even though this took place in 2016, certainly applicable today in this election cycle here in 2020. Friend, if you missed any of today's program, really encourage you to go back and re-listen to it at our website, greatnewsradio.org. In the meantime, let us be in prayer this last week and a half before Election Day. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.